Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. An extreme cold warning continues. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 12. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 4 below. Slight chance of snow tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 23, mainly cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 17 below.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Cops have charged an Olathe man with abusing his twin infants. Brandon Dixon has more.
Lance Woodard was arrested on 4 counts of child abuse after he's accused of abusing the 6-month-old babies at his Olathe home in November. One child suffered multiple brain bleeds, bruising on the upper back, both ears, and had a cut on the tip of the tongue. The other baby had bruises on the jaw and abrasions around the neck. Police say Woodward admitted to 3 incidents, which included shaking one infant and squeezing the other too hard. I'm Brittany Dixon.
7 Chilean nationals face federal charges related to the burglaries of several high-profile athletes' homes, including Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. The burglaries targeting the Chiefs players happened back in October. According to the criminal complaint, the suspects were members of a South American theft group and stole valuables worth over $2 million. Other burglaries in Wisconsin, Ohio, Tennessee, and Florida carried into November and December. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Kansas House majority advanced to final action a bill that lowered the minimum age for people applying for certification as a law enforcement officer to 20 years of age from the current standard of 21. While law enforcement training could take place, supporters of House Bill 2164 indicated individuals would need to be 21 to be assigned duties as a part-time or full-time officer. This bill would help with recruitment and retention for Kansas law enforcement departments to help address shortages. Wichita Police Chief Joseph Sullivan, who made officer recruiting a top priority since selected chief in 2022, said one barrier to attracting candidates for careers in law enforcement was the state mandate that they had to be 21 years of age prior to applying for a state law enforcement certification. The House bill would allow departments to formally bring 20-year-olds into the process while they await a law enforcement academy start date, and the objective would be for applicants to complete a 6-month training program before turning 21. Overland Park Police Chief Doran Jokhorst, who entered a Colorado Police Academy at the age of 20, said the reform would reflect her belief that responsible and capable individuals exist within the lower age group, and opening training academies to Kansas applicants earlier would support law enforcement agencies working to attract promising candidates. Representative John Carmichael, a Wichita Republican who served as chairman of the Kansas Commission on Peace Officers Standards and Training, said he wasn't convinced lowering the age was sound public policy. He said there could be problems if 20-year-old trainees were given a gun and a badge before they were equipped to handle the job. And he urges the House to move very slowly on this request because he thinks they're going to make mistakes and they're going to have people without the maturity out there as police officers. Kansas is hosting its first ever job fair on a weekend, as the virtual job fair hosted by Kansas Works will start at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, February 21st, and continue through 9 p.m. on Sunday, February 23rd. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said in Kansas the job opportunities, regardless of industry, are limitless. He said as this is their first ever weekend job fair, he encourages anyone who is actively job searching or considering a new career to take advantage of this new opportunity and see what companies across the state have to offer. The online job fair allows anyone searching for a position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. And Tolan suggests that job seekers dress professionally, as employers might request a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and registration is required regardless of past participation in job fairs. And those with a disability may request accommodation by calling 877-509-6757 before the event. For more information, you can visit KansasWorks.com. The Kansas Department of Transportation will host an open house from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Monday, March 3rd, to provide information on the upcoming closure of K-23 in Sheridan County. The event will be held at the Hoxie Community Center, 820 Main Street in Hoxie, where attendees may stop in at their convenience during the event to review project details and detour information. The Kansas Department of Transportation and project staff will also be available for questions, though no formal presentation will be given. The closure is scheduled to begin Monday, March 31st, and is necessary for the modernization of 6 miles of K-23 between County Road 70, CR 406, and Walnut Avenue in Hoxie. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway in the fall and fully complete the project in early 2026. Anyone who requires special assistance or accommodation to attend the meeting should contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Information Officer Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107 one week prior to the meeting. In Nebraska news, on Wednesday, a Seward County judge denied the bond for a man accused of killing his ex-girlfriend earlier this month. 54-year-old Casey Kent has been charged with 5 felonies, including first-degree murder, use of a firearm to commit a felony, and child abuse, and his first appearance in Seward County Court is scheduled for March 5th. Kent, who is in custody at UNMC, is expected to appear by Zoom at the next hearing. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that on February 8th at around 11:45 p.m., Kent went to the home of his ex-girlfriend, 36-year-old Jamie Hagan, and fatally shot her. Kent then shot himself, and authorities took him to the Seward Memorial Hospital, and he was later taken to UNMC for additional treatment. An arrest warrant affidavit shows Hagan had filed for a protection order against Kent in December 2024. And court records showed that Kent had been in jail for a domestic violence case involving Hagan, and he bonded out the day before she was found dead in her Seward home. Traffic safety advocates from across Nebraska have gathered at the statewide safety conference that started yesterday, February 19th, and will continue today, Thursday, February 20th, at the UNS Conference Center South in Kearney that is hosted by the Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office. The conference aims to share key insights, statistics, and strategies to support the Kansas Department of Transportation's mission of achieving zero traffic fatalities. According to data from the Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office, traffic crashes are the cause of more than 230 fatalities and 15,000 injuries in Nebraska each year. With 94% of crashes linked to driver behavior, the Nebraska Department of Transportation and its partners are working to reduce impaired and distracted driving, speeding, and other dangerous behaviors through safety campaigns and grant funding opportunities. Additionally, increasing seatbelt usage remains a critical focus as seatbelts improve survival rates by 45%. Yet Nebraska's seatbelt usage rate was only 77.3%, well below the national average of 91.9%. This year's conference features local and national speakers covering topics such as grant writing, social media and project promotion, law enforcement training and strategies, child safety seat training, and much more. A detailed agenda and schedule can be found at ndot.info/hso-conference. By equipping highway safety advocates with life-saving information and discussing solutions, the Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office is committed to making Nebraska's roads safer by working toward the ultimate goal of zero traffic fatalities. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Lady J basketball coach Cherry Brooks to update on the team and their upcoming games starting tonight here in Norton.
I'm here with head girls basketball coach Cherry Brooks. Coach, it's been a pretty busy couple weeks for you since we last talked. Why don't we talk about you going 3-0 against Hill City, Oberlin, Smith Center. Let's start off with that Hill City game.
Well, Hissility, the girls all got an opportunity to get on the floor and give us some minutes, which was fabulous. We don't always get that opportunity. So the girls played well, shot fairly well, and we didn't have very many turnovers. And at the beginning, they were able to put on their press and get several steals. And they did a good job of getting in the passing lane and getting some deflections as well. And that's always really fun for me to watch them be able to convert on a turnover and score on it. So it was a good win for us. And it was nice to have everybody get the opportunity to play. They won 45-16, and Casey had 10 points, Hallie had 12, Caroline had 10, but then we had contributions from Greeley had 2, Cassidy had 1, Emma had 4, Chloe had 2, and then Leah Clark also had 4 as well.
On Tuesday, it was against Oberlin on that night, and it was kind of a weird night where it's kind of cold and windy and just before the storm, but let's talk about Oberlin.
Well, that was a unique night for us. I felt like the girls came out and had a fairly good first half, especially a good second quarter. We outscored them in both of those two quarters. I don't know if we came out a little bit too confident at halftime or what, but we did not make the best decisions in that last half of basketball. The third quarter, we got outscored 8-11, and in the fourth quarter, we got outscored as well, 3-5. But the great thing is, as I told the girls, they came out with a W, so they were able to get a win 28-26. But it was a nail biter, but I guess they did what they needed to do down the stretch.
Friday was against Smith Center, and again another win, and you had to be really feeling good about these wins that week.
Yes, for sure. It gives them a lot of confidence, especially the young girls in going into postseason and everything. You know, going back to that Oberlin game, they are averaging 44 points, and they only scored 26 points. And so, you know, that's the one thing that the young girls do really well is they're stepping up their defense, and they can play confident in that area. Now, if we can just get that confidence to carry over in their offensive game, which it is improving, for sure. But going to this Smith Center game, they came out in the first half once again and just had a lot of energy and got some steals and converted for those. But then we had a rough third quarter, but we were able to come back and play well in the fourth quarter. And once again, we had a lot of contribution from all of our team. Cassidy had 2, Emma had 4, Chloe had 7, Casey had 9, Hallie had 15, and then Leah had 1, and Caroline had 7. So it's nice to get everybody in the books, and we didn't turn over the ball a whole lot. I would have liked to have seen a few less of those, but we had really good composure at the end of the game and did a good job keeping the ball in our possession, so we weren't allowing them to get the opportunity to score like they would like to in that fourth quarter. But give it to Smith Center. They have some young girls that are developing, and once they get confidence, they're going to be a handful as well. But they played hard. They just didn't get their shots to fall for them, but they're very aggressive on defense as well.
Now, this week, you have a postponed game. Tuesday, senior night, you play Trigo Golden Eagles, and that game has been moved to Thursday, and then you have a Friday game against TMP. Let's talk about senior night.
So we'll have two quarters of JV at 4:30, and then after that, we're supposed to recognize Hallie Brooks, Peyton Bailey, and Casey Anna Kieswetter at 5:30. And, you know, those seniors have been playing since they're freshmen. They have been very dedicated and devoted. And it'll be hard seeing them leave because they're good leaders, but they will definitely have, hopefully, have helped these younger girls grow and develop and have high expectations for their next experience.
On the Trigo side, what is it that you know about Trigo this year, and do you have anything special planned for that?
Trigo's kind of struggling a little bit. They have some guards and post players. He plays about 9 or 10 girls, so he's got a lot of girls that are playing there, and they've got some height. So we're going to have to do a good job of defense, of, you know, fronting those and making sure we have backside help, and then boxing out as well. But they have a tendency to turn the ball over, so I'm hoping that we can get out and get in the passing lanes and put pressure on and hopefully take advantage of that. But I haven't seen them play a whole lot. I saw them play Russell and Phillipsburg, and those are both teams that are aggressive and were able to create turnovers that they were able to score and get extra possessions off of. So that's what we're looking forward to.
On Friday, you travel down to Hayes to play the TMP Lady Monarchs, and that's always been a pretty good game. And what do you see in the team, TMP team?
So we played TMP back in the league tournament, and we had three really close quarters against them, and then one quarter that they were able to kind of pull away from us with. But they have a great point guard, and if we can control her, that really affects their team. They have a couple other post players that are actually our juniors and seniors that are strong and tall, and so we're going to have to play good defense on them as well. But we did not shoot the ball very well the last time we were down there at TMP, and I feel like we have more confidence now. So I'm hoping that we can come down there and play four great quarters against them and give them a battle.
And how about your JV?
So we have two quarters of JV on Thursday night against Trigo, and then as of right now, if we are healthy, we'll get three quarters on Friday.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish the best luck on senior night Thursday at Stoll Gymnasium. And then again on Friday, you'll be traveling down to Hayes to play the TMP Lady Monarchs. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Brooks. And good luck to the Lady Jays basketball team in their upcoming games starting tonight here in Norton. Mass of Christian Burial for Evelyn McDiffitt, 81 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, February 24th at the St. Francis of Assisi in Norton. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, February 23rd, with a wake and rosary following at 5 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, Logan Manor, and St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Logan, and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich or chef salad with baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be enchiladas, Spanish rice, vegetables, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hatley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 12 and wind chill values as low as minus 15, with light and variable winds becoming southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around minus 4 and wind chill values as low as minus 17, with southeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 23 and wind chill values as low as minus 15 with new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with the low around 6. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 45. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 53. On Monday, sunny with a high near 65. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 64. And on Wednesday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 56 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is minus 20 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is southwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.54. The dew point is minus 26 degrees. And our current wind chill is minus 34 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports, and that's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals went from a 100-loss team in 2023 to making the division series in 2024, and they look to improve on that this year. As manager Matt Cotrera spoke to MLB Network this week about getting better season from season.
I mean, it's something that I think our guys really deep down internally believed we could do. With the addition of the pitching we brought in, pitching's the name of the game, and we knew we were going to be competitive in that regard, and we were excited about some of the young players that were coming into their own in the big leagues that we thought would perform and give us a chance to win, and they did. How do we build on it is that understanding that it's not easy, right? And for those guys to embrace, like, that was great, celebrate that a little bit in the offseason, but you really got to turn the page. You really got to figure out now, what do we do, and how do I make myself better? How do I help make my teammates better? How does that help our team get better? And that's been their mindset. They've driven that to me all winter, and they're picking up where they left off going into the offseason.
The Royals and Rangers will do battle Friday at 2:05 p.m. for the first spring training game of the season. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Now you have that calf delivered, but the heifer has little colostrum, and the calf is none too vigorous. It's time to utilize Bovine Colostrum Replacer, available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has the high-quality brands fortified with large amounts of bovine IgG antibodies. Options include high-calorie formulation to cope with severe cold weather conditions. Don't let time run out on this calf. Keep a package of Colostrum Replacer handy. Enjoy Valley Vet's quantity price breaks. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.